Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and we're kicking it old school. We're going way back in my entrepreneurial journey because I'm going to share with you a strategy that I used to make money by helping people for free. This strategy is as relevant now as it ever has been. I'm excited about sharing this with you. Let's dive in. You're listening to these episodes, you realize that these are not just theory. So often here on this podcast, I give you real tangible stories from my own entrepreneurial experiences, things that have actually worked for me, things that I've actually executed on, and things that I still actively execute on. So the strategy that I'm sharing with you here in today's episode, it can work for you no matter what stage of the entrepreneurial journey you're at, whether you're just starting out, you have no clue what business you even want to start. You just know you want to start making money on your own. It will work for you in this scenario. Or also, if you already have a business and you want to inject a new revenue stream into your already successful business, this is also going to work for you. And so this is a real life strategy that I used. Gosh, I probably made, realistically, I want to say that I made my first $10,000 as an entrepreneur doing this before any other reliable revenue stream. And this is, so it's really simple on its surface level, but I'm going to give you really tangible examples as to how you can use this when we go a little bit deeper. And I'll tell you how I actually used it myself as well. So at its really most basic level, what we're talking about here today is affiliate marketing. And you've probably heard those terms before. In affiliate marketing, people can take in all sorts of ways. There are ways to be spammy and secretive and kind of skeezy, in my opinion, when it comes to affiliate marketing. But there's also ways to do affiliate marketing with a ton of morality, with a ton of goodwill, with a ton of benefits for every single person involved in what's going on. So I recently talked about affiliate marketing, I think for the first time on this podcast, pretty recently when I talked about how to monetize your podcast without any advertising. And what I talked about in that episode was if you don't have any advertisers, if no advertisers are hitting you up, just promote some affiliate offers on your podcast. Just offer people, hey, if you want to get a free domain name at GoDaddy.com, then use my special link and you'll get a free domain and 30% off hosting for the year. And that link could be your affiliate link. So it's a really good way to get people a cool discount, to offer people an awesome thing that you stand by and that you believe in on your show. And then when they sign up for it, they get a discount, you get a commission, and GoDaddy gets a new customer. Now, that's just a completely random example. I don't know why I picked GoDaddy. I don't even use GoDaddy, so it's really weird that I just plugged them as today's example. But I am going to share with you how you can use that sort of strategy, affiliate marketing, to make money by helping people for free. How cool is that? All right, so I want to take you all the way back to 2008. I was probably a sophomore in college in 2008. I was 19 years old and I had just started my soccer blog. And so because, I mean, I have always been a computer and a tech geek ever since I was a little kid. I remember back in the days of dial-up, I would just, because I couldn't go on the internet because then it would lock up your home phone. So I would literally just play in Microsoft Excel. I would learn VBA, Visual Basic Programming, so I could make some janky Microsoft Excel, quote unquote, video games for my sister to play. So she could just sit down and it would pop up and say, what is your name? And you type in your name and it'd be like, all right, name, which path do you want to go on? Do you want to go right or left? So all of this is slightly off topic, but it is to say that I've always really been into the tech side of computing. I've always really been into all that stuff. So when I started my soccer blog, I got even more into it. I loved doing WordPress installations, which back then you had to actually set up the PHP environment. You had to actually set up the SQL databases. You had actually had to do all of these tech things. It wasn't as easy then as it is now. Now it's pretty cool. You just click a couple buttons and you have a website live on the internet. It's really incredible. But back then it wasn't that way. So after I started my soccer blog, so many other people were saying to me, Brian, I want to start a blog. I want to start a blog, but I don't have the tech experience. How can I do that? And this is where I realized I can make money by helping people for free. So back then, my web host was a company called Bluehost, which still to this day is one of the largest web hosts in the world. And I'm going to actually use real examples of numbers in today's episode. So back in 2008, Bluehost's commission, if you referred a customer to them, was $95 per year. So basically what happened was if I said to somebody, hey, yeah, let me get you set up on Bluehost. I'm not going to charge you anything. I just really want to help you. I'll get a commission from Bluehost, but it costs $95 a year for you to sign up with them. Fun fact, back then I actually got 100% commission. It's how crazy the World Wide Web and affiliate commissions were back then. Just as a comparison for today, I have Bluehost's website up right now in front of me. You get $65 today for referring new customers their way, which is pretty cool because hosting costs, let's see how much it costs while I'm on their website. Hosting costs right now $3.95 a month. So it's super cheap for people to sign up on Bluehost, and you will get $65 if you refer someone to Bluehost. So what I was doing is exactly that. I would say, hey, yeah, all it takes is $95 for you to sign up for hosting for the year, and I'll help you out for free. I'll get your domain set up. I'll get your WordPress website set up, and I'll install a template that you really like on your WordPress website, and boom, you've got a website, you've got a blog. So I was helping those people for free. They didn't have to pay me any money, and instead I was getting compensated through affiliate marketing. So think about this. We're going to use today's prices as an example. You get $65 for every single person that you refer to Bluehost. So if you could just get 10 people a week, just 10 people a week that you can help for free. 10 people who have always said, yeah, I do wish I had a website up so I could sell my candles online. Yeah, I do wish I had a website up so I could just write about travel and write about family. And it'll just be a little website for my family to enjoy. Yeah, I do wish I had a website for this or for that. You can offer to help them for free. Hey, I know you've always wanted to start that website. Let me do it for you. I'll get the domain set up. I'll get your email accounts set up. I'll get your WordPress website installed. I'll install a very basic theme. All of this work, by the way, would take you about 20 minutes of execution, and you will get from Bluehost $65 in commission. 10 of those a week, and you've got a $650 a week revenue stream, which over the course of a month, that's $2,600 a month in revenue for you personally, for only doing 20 minutes of work per person that you help. And you're not even selling your own product or service. This is just you making money, helping people for free using other people's products or services. So I use Bluehost as an example because that's what I was doing back in 2008 when I just started my website. But if there are other tools, if you're an accountant, or let's say you're an entry-level bookkeeper at an accounting firm, and you're sitting there saying, gosh, yeah, Brian, I do wish I was an entrepreneur, but I'm not gonna go get people's websites set up for free. Well, guess what? QuickBooks also has an affiliate program. Sign up for QuickBooks affiliate program, offer to get small businesses set up on QuickBooks for free, and you will get paid by QuickBooks. You will get that commission. And at the same time, you're building a heck of a lot of goodwill with these people, with these companies that you're helping for free. So, which means, I mean, I hope you've got your entrepreneur cap on, because then you might be thinking to yourself, well, gosh, if I'm helping these people get set up on QuickBooks for free, I'm literally not even charging them. When it comes time to them hiring someone, they're probably going to think of me before anybody else. I could probably lock these people that I'm helping up for free as clients. This is a clear path to get paid while helping people for free. Whether it's helping them set up their new website, whether it's helping them get set up on QuickBooks, think of whatever tool it is that you use. If you're super into travel, this is a really good one. Do you know how many travel websites offer commission, offer affiliate programs? You can tap into any one of those affiliate programs. And when people are saying, oh, I really want to get away, you could say, hey, let me help you book it for free. I want to help plan your vacation completely for free, because you will then use your expertise, you'll use your passions, you'll find that cheap airfare, you'll use your affiliate link to book it, and you will get a percentage of that trip. That's why affiliate marketing is so powerful. And quite frankly, it's incredible because the barriers of entry are non-existent. I was going to say they're minimal, but they're actually non-existent. You could go to Bluehost.com right now and sign up for their affiliate program. You could go to GoDaddy.com and sign up for their affiliate program. QuickBooks.com, sign up for their affiliate program. Or just go to CJ.com and you'll find probably, I want to say hundreds or thousands of affiliate programs right there at CJ.com. So there's so many different ways to get paid by helping people for free using affiliate programs. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines and you really want to start making money on your own, you want to start building revenue streams, you want to start helping more people. And by the way, we didn't even talk about the aftermath in this episode of getting those people to then buy your products or services once you've helped them for free. This is such a clear path. This is such a clear path to do all of those things and start building a lot of goodwill with customers. It's a way to start building an audience. It's a way to start building prospects and leads for your business. This is the way to start generating revenue by helping people for free, leveraging other people's products and services. I hope you really enjoyed this one. I think we don't talk about this enough as entrepreneurs. It's one of those basic strategies that a lot of us use to start out, but we just don't talk about it. It's not a very sexy way to start out your business, but holy cow, is it effective. Holy cow, does it teach you so much. So that's it for me in today's episode. I hope you got a ton of value from this Strategy Wednesday. I hope it triggered so many different ideas in your head. You can inject this into so many different components of your business. In fact, you know what? Maybe later this week or next week, I'll do another episode as to how I still to this day use affiliate offers in my own business. That could be pretty fun. I think I will do that episode. I don't know when it'll come out, but make sure you pound that subscribe button so you don't miss it when I do record that episode. Otherwise, I'll see you as always every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.